各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
很高兴又再次来到你们当中。
So glad to be in your midst one more time.
今天我要跟大家分享的题目是软弱的力量。
The topic I want to share with you today is the power of weakness.
软弱跟力量是两个完全相反的词，放在一起是矛盾的。
Weakness and power are two opposite terms.And when you put them together, they are self-contradictory.
这就好像我们说有人是很聪明的笨蛋一样。
It's us saying that someone is a very smart idiot.
或者我们说你是一个很高的矮子一样。
Or we say you are a very tall, short person.
软弱怎么会有力量？
How can weakness be strength?
看这个照片。
Look at this picture.
这是一个蒲公英。
This is a dandelion.
我们知道植物要保护它的种子，它是有策略的。
We know that for the plants to protect their seeds, they have a strategy.
大部分植物的策略就是用坚硬的外壳来保护它的种子不被鸟吃掉。
Most plants would have a very hard shell on the seeds to prevent it from being eaten up by the other animals or birds.
但是蒲公英传播它的种子用一个非常不一样的策略。
But the dandelion uses a very different strategy to spread its seeds.
蒲公英非常的脆弱。
The dandelion are very fragile.
稍微碰一下，稍微吹一下，它的种子就要随风飘散。
With a little touch, with a little blow, the seeds will fly away with the wind.
蒲公英是很软弱的，可是它的种子可以到达最远的地方。
So even though dandelion is very weak, the seeds will spread to the furthermost place.
软弱怎么会有力量？
How can weakness be power?
人可以像蒲公英一样暴露自己的软弱，可是可以靠着神的恩典达到最远的地方。
We human beings can be dandelions. Sometimes we expose our weakness, but by God's strength, we can go the furthest and experience His most powerful energy.
有一个比喻很好的说明了软弱的力量。
There is an illustration which illustrates and explains very well the power of weakness.
这故事是这样说的，有一个农夫呢，他每天都挑两桶水到井边，然后打回来到自己的家。
The story goes like this. There was a farmer who carried two buckets, and every morning he goes to the well to get the water into his buckets.
但是呢，这两桶水呢，左边的水桶是好好的，右边的水桶在中间的地方有一个裂缝。
But there's a problem with one of the buckets. One bucket is very good, very well made, but the other bucket has a hole that leaks.
然后农夫每天就很辛苦的去井边挑水，然后挑回家。
So the farmer spent a lot of energy every morning to go to the well and to carry the water back home.
当他回到家的时候，左边这个桶子是满满的一桶水，右边的桶子只剩下半桶水。
So after he got home, the left bucket was full of water, but the other bucket was only half full.
这个右边的桶就觉得很羞愧，很对不起他的主人。
So the bucket on the right hand side felt very ashamed that he didn't treat his master well.
他觉得为什么我有这个裂缝呢？如果我没有这个裂缝，我就能够给我的主人一桶水，而不是半桶水了。
He complained that why did I have a crack? If my bucket is good, you know, I wouldn't leak half of the water and I can give my master a full bucket.
我的主人就不用那么辛苦了。
Then my master wouldn't work so hard.
但是有一天这个农夫就跟他右边这个桶子讲话。
But one day the farmer spoke to the bucket on the right hand side.
他说你不要为你的裂痕而感到羞愧，今天我要让你看一件事情。
So don't feel ashamed about the crack you have in your bucket. Today I want to show you something.
他说你注意到什么在我们这个来往的路上。
He said, what have you noticed on the way back and forth to our house?
他说我什么都没看到，我只是觉得很羞愧，我身上有一个裂缝。
He said, I haven't seen anything. I just feel so bad that I had a crack.
他说对这个桶子说，你往左边看看，你看到什么？
So he told the bucket, look on your left. What did you see?
他说什么都没有。
He said, there was nothing.
他说那你往你右边看看，你看到什么？
But then look to your right. What did you see?
他说哎，我看到一整排的花。
Oh, I saw a whole row of flowers.
这个农夫就对他右边的桶子说，你知道为什么会有花吗？
So the farmer told the bucket on the right, said, do you know why there were flowers?
这个桶子才明白到，原来是他漏出来的水每天把那边的种子浇了，所以只有在右边才有花。
So the bucket on the right realized that it's every day the leaking water watered all these seeds, so there were flowers.
软弱怎么会有力量？
So how can weakness be strength and power?
当我们容许我们的软弱让神的恩典流出来的时候，软弱就有力量。
It's when we let our weakness to become God's strength to go through us, then the weakness becomes power.
我们在座很多人，可能你觉得你像右边这个桶子。
Many of us here feel like you're like the bucket on the right hand side.
你觉得在你的生命中有一个软弱，有一个限制，有一道裂痕。
You feel that in your life there is a weakness, there is a limitation, and there is a crack.
你总是羡慕左边那个桶子，希望像他一样有能力，没有这些软弱和限制。
You always admire the bucket on the left, seeing that it is full, it has no weakness, it has no limitations.
那个裂痕可能是你情感上的缺陷，你觉得你太内向了，你多希望你是一个积极正面外向的人啊。
That crack could be your emotional handicap. You say you feel like, oh, I'm so weak, I'm not as strong as some other people.
那个裂痕可能是你觉得你没有良好的教育背景，如果我当初再多读一点书，现在我就更能够侍奉神了。
And that crack, maybe you think that you didn't have enough in educational background, because if you say, if I study better, I'm well equipped, and I can serve God better.
那个裂痕可能是单身，为什么别人都结婚了，有男朋友女朋友，我还是一个人呢？
And that crack can be, you feel that, oh, how come I'm still single? My friends all get married, how come I'm still a single person?
那个裂痕可能是你觉得你的英文不好，如果英文再好一点，我就更完全，我的能力就更好。
And that crack may be that you feel that your English is not good enough. You think if my English is much better, I can become a better person.
那个裂痕也很有可能是灵性的困惑，你觉得很多东西你为什么这样反反复复停滞不前，如果我可以更敬虔一点，我就能够更爱神，更服侍神。
And that crack can be also that you think maybe you're not spiritually mature enough, that you know, if you feel if I'm more spiritual, maybe I can serve God better and then I can do better.
但是我今天要告诉大家，软弱和限制是一份上帝的礼物。
But today I want to tell you that weakness and limitations are actually gifts from God.
就像右边的桶子一样。
Just like the bucket on the right hand side.
如果他没有那个软弱，他就不会成为别人的祝福。
If it didn't have a weakness, then it would not become a blessing to other people.
你说这怎么可能呢？
You say, how can this be possible?
听起来很安慰人，但是圣经有这样说吗？
It sounds comforting, but did the Bible really says that?
今天我要给大家一个圣经的根据。
Today I want to give you a scripture basis.
这段圣经讲到一个真实的事件。
And this scripture talks about a real event.
发生在一个真实的人身上。
It happened to a real person.
他讲的就是软弱有能力。
What he says is that there is power in weakness.
软弱可以成为别人的祝福。
Weakness can become a blessing to others.
我们一起翻到哥林多后书十二章。
So let's all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们要看七到第十节。
We're going to look at verses 7 to 10.
这段经节是非常有名的经节。
It's a very famous passage.
但是我今天要跟大家，包含我自己，我们一同来思想这个经节。
So let's think this scripture together.
如果你真的明白这个经节在说什么，你会感到有能力，有喜乐。
If you truly understand what this passage is about, you can feel there is a power and there is energy.
由我来念中文，然后我请师母来念英文。
I will read Chinese first, and then my translator will read the English.
哥林多后书十二章七到十节，由我来念，请大家来听。又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的猜疑要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong.
这段经文有一个背景，我们是从第七节开始念，但一到六节讲到保罗有一个神命的经验，他上到天堂。
This passage has a background. It's from verses 1 to 6. It talks about Paul went to heaven, and he has a very special experience in heaven.
如果你上到天堂，下一件事你要做什么？
So if you had a chance to go to heaven, what would you do next?
保罗可能想，哇，我去过天堂。
So Paul said, oh, I went to heaven.
下一件事他可能写一本书。
So the next thing I'll do is write a book.
那本书的书名就叫《天堂游记》。
So the title to my book will be the Traveling of Heaven.
那这本书可能会在这个 Amazon 卖书的排行榜变成第一名，可能会卖出几百万本、几千万本的书。
It may become the best seller on Amazon, and then it will be sold for like over a million copies.
如果我们可以选，我们会选择那样。
So if that's our choice, we may want to write a book.
但是注意，保罗上到天堂得到很大的启示。接下来什么事情发生在他的生命中呢？
So Paul went to heaven, and this is such a wonderful thing to him. But what happened next?
他说有一根刺加在我的肉体上。
He said there was a thorn in my flesh.
刺是什么东西？
Now what is a thorn?
保罗并没有说清楚。
Paul didn't say it very clearly.
但是你可以想象，刺是让你很不舒服又暂时除不掉的东西。
But you can imagine that a thornMakes you very uncomfortable, and you cannot get rid of it right away.
如果你的脚这个鞋子里面有一根刺，你每走一步的时候，那根刺都提醒你 ，Hey, 我在这里。
If there's a thorn in your shoes, every time you take a step, the thorn will remind you that, Hey, I'm here.
刺就是让你很不舒服。很难过，但是暂时又除不掉的事情。
So a thorn makes you very uncomfortable, and you cannot get rid of it.
啊，解经家都说这根刺到底是什么呢？有很多解释，有的说这是保罗的试炼，有的说这个是保罗的眼睛不好，有的说这是保罗敌对的敌人，等等等等。
Many Bible expositors try to explain why this thorn is about. Some say it's because his trials. Some say because his eyes were not good, and some say that these are his people who oppose him.
但不管怎样，这件事一定让保罗很痛苦，所以他说我三次求过主，他祷告了三次。
But no matter what, this thorn makes Paul feels very painful. That's why he prayed to God three times.
保罗祷告的时候会不会有信心？
So does Paul have faith when he prayed?
我想当然会有，他刚才从天堂回来，对不对？
Of course, he just returned from heaven.
他觉得哇，我是一个有特殊属灵经历的人。现在这根小小刺，难道上帝不能把它拿走吗？我当然是很有信心的祷告，主啊，把这个拿走，好叫我更好的服侍你。
Of course, Paul would say, I just returned home from heaven. I have a great faith. I'm going to pray to God to remove this thorn, and God will remove it so I can serve Him better.
如果是我们选择，我们一定这样想。
So by our choice, we would think like this.
对不对？如果把那个限制拿走，把那个不舒服的东西拿走。我们就可以更快的奔跑，更好的服侍神了。
If we can take away the weakness and the limitations, we can serve God better and run faster.
但是神的答案是什么？
But what was God's answer?
神说 No, 我不拿走。
So his answer was No, I'm not going to take it away.
神是在折磨他吗？
Was God torturing Paul?
还是神有更高的智慧？
Or God has his higher wisdom?
答案是后者。
The answer is the latter one.
神为什么容许那根刺留在保罗的生命当中，虽然是不好的东西？
Why did God allow the thorn to stay in Paul's flesh, even though it's not something good?
经文说得很清楚，是免得他过于自高。
The Bible tells us very clearly to keep him from being exalted, being feel very prideful.
所以软弱跟限制是不好的，可是他有一个积极的目的，就是他可以帮助我们谦卑认识自己。
So weakness and limitation, even though they are not good, they have one benefit is to help us know ourselves better and make us humble.
如果保罗没有那根刺，他可能会变得很骄傲。
If Paul didn't have this thorn, he may become very prideful.
神为了他更深的好处，容许那根刺留在他的生命中。
So for a deeper, better good for Paul, God allowed this thorn to stay in his body.
这根刺可能会是什么呢？
So what could this thorn be?
可能是你的配偶。
It may be your spouse.
你总是希望嫁一个最温柔、最体贴的老公。
A woman always wants to marry the most considerate, most gentle husband.
可是你的眼睛瞎了，你嫁的老公并没有那么好。
But you are blind. You didn't marry such a good husband.
爱情是盲目的哈。
So people say love is blind sometimes.
那你说我好怨恨、好怨叹啊？为什么我嫁了一个这样的老公
？So sometimes you're very resentful. You say, why did I marry such a person?
你的老公就是你的刺。
So your husband becomes your thorn.
让你保持谦卑。
To keep you humble.
让你知道你需要神，而不是只是一个美满的婚姻。
Let you know that you need God and just not a blessed marriage.
看过太多的例子，人有一切的时候，他的心会倾向自高自大，而不是赞美。
I've seen so many examples when people have everything in their way, they become very prideful, very arrogant instead of placing God.
神容许刺在我们生命中，让我们知道我们需要他。
God allows a thorn in our lives to let us know that we need God.
不仅是这样子
，Not only so，
透过这个刺，我们更认识到自己的罪性跟不足。
Through this thorn, we can understand better of our own sin nature and our insufficiency.
我刚信主的时候，我非常的可以说爱神，有非常大的雄心壮志在神的国里。
When I first became a Christian, I would say I love God very much, and I had great ambition for God's kingdom.
我说我要去最偏远的地方当宣教士。
I said I want to go to the most remote place to become a missionary.
我的志向就是当全世界最爱神的人。
My ambition was to become the person who loves the people most in the whole world.
但很快，神就让我看到我生命的刺是什么。
But very shortly, God let me see what is a thorn in my life.
我里面有很大的情欲的挣扎。
I have a struggle with lust.
自从高中开始、我大学的时候信主，但是从高中开始，我就会时不时看一些色情的网站。
Even though I became a Christian in college, but starting high school, I would go see the porn site.
当我信主以后，这个习惯或者需要或者这个情欲，并没有马上的离开我。
So after I became a Christian, this lust for porn did not leave me right away.
虽然有时候我爱神，我好像可以胜过他，可是每当我稍微不谨慎、有空虚的时候。孤单的时候，这个情欲又很强烈的回到我的生命中。
Even though sometimes I say I love God, I can overcome this desire, but sometimes what was empty, when I felt empty, when I felt lonely, this became a very, very strong temptation.
在这个过程中，我是非常痛苦的。我跟神祷告说，请你把我的情欲拿走。如果没有这个情欲，我就不会犯罪得罪你了。
I felt very painful during this process, and I even told God, please take this away from me, because if I don't have this struggle, I can love you much more.
这个过程不是一年两年，是好多年。
And this process is not just one or two years, it was many years.
我总是有一个想法，上帝为什么不把这根刺拿走呢？这样我不是更好的可以来服侍你吗？
I always thought, why didn't God take this thorn away? If he did, I could serve him much better.
但是神有一天让我看到这段经文。
But one day God showed me this scripture.
我感觉到上帝好像在对我说。
I felt as if God was telling me.
这个东西我留在你的身上。
I left this in your body.
让你警醒。
To keep you alert.
让你知道你需要时时依靠我。
And let you know that you need to depend on me every minute.
让你知道你不是属灵的超人。
And let you know that you're not a spiritual superman.
让你跟罪人能够认同。
And let you identify with sinners.
让你知道你需要更多的谦卑和依靠。
And let you know that you need more humility and more dependence on me.
靠着我，你的确可以战胜它。
By depending on me, you can overcome it.
但是每次你跌倒的时候，我要你知道，那就是我在提醒你，你离开了我。
But every time you fall, it's my reminder to you that you need me.
情欲不是一件好事情。
Lust is not a good thing.
情欲是一个罪，是需要去战胜的。
It's a sin. It's something you need to overcome.
但是神让坏事情变成一个对我有益处的提醒。
But God will let bad things to become the reminder which benefits me.
在这个过程中，我变得比较谦卑。
So I became more humble during this process.
15年前我不是这个样子的。
I wasn't like this 15 years ago.
我看你的时候可能是这样子看的。
So yeah, I would be very high-minded.
我觉得我是从很好的学校毕业的。
I feel like I graduated from a very good school.
我圣经的知识很熟。
I have very good Bible knowledge.
我对神的心非常真诚。
I'm very sincere toward God.
我愿意服侍主。
I want to serve the Lord.
你有哪一项比得上我呢？
So which one of you is better than me?
神让这个刺让我认识自己，只用这个刺让我认识自己，而且呢，认识得更深。
So God used this thorn to help me know myself and to know myself deeper.
教会可能也有限制。
So the churches may have their own limitations as well.
你们可能觉得我们教会在这边华人又不多，场地也不是自己的。
You may think that this Chinese church here, there's not a whole lot of Chinese, and then we don't own our own building.
你可能觉得我们甚至没有很多的同工，信主很久的基督徒可以很多的参与在里面。
And you may also think that we don't have many co-workers, and then the many, many old Christians who are not involved in the church ministries.
当我们想到自己的教会，我们也会想，神啊，如果我们是在一个大城市，如果有很多的华人，如果我们有自己的教会跟事工，不是很好吗？
So sometimes we can think that God, if our church is in a large city, there are many Chinese and many ministries, wouldn't that be better?
但是神就说，抱歉，中岸教会这个限制我没有拿走。
But God would say, oh, Five C Church, I'm sorry, I did not take away your limitations.
因为这个限制是我给你的礼物。
Because this limitation is my gift for you.
你们要很殷勤的祷告，才能赢得一个灵魂信主。
You will have to pray very diligently to earn one soul to the Lord.
你们刚信主，就必须要被门徒栽培，赶快成长起来，承担服事。
And once you become a Christian, you need to be discipled right away, so you can start taking part of the ministries.
资源缺少的时候，人就必须靠主刚强。
So when we're short of resources, we need to depend more on the Lord to become stronger.
在这个过程中，你更认识神的恩典，也更认识到自己的不足。
So in this process, you will know more of God's grace and know more of our own insufficiency.
可是这是一件礼物，是一个很喜悦的事情。
So this is a gift, and it's something that can be joyful.
所以根据这段经文，软弱跟限制是什么？软弱限制是一个认识自己更深的。
So based on this passage, what is weakness and limitation? It is a gift to know yourself deeper.
我们看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
软弱限制除了认识自己的是一个认识自己的礼物以外，它也是一个支取更多恩典的管道。
Besides being a gift to know ourselves better, it is also a channel to receive more grace.
注意这边神有讲话。
Notice that God says something here.
保罗说了三次的祷告，神啊，求你把我的刺挪走。神的回答是 no。
Paul mentioned that he prayed three times to God to move this thorn, but God's answer was no.
但是神拒绝了以后，神说了一段话。
But after God rejected his prayer, God said something.
他说，我的恩典够你用的。
He said, my grace is sufficient for you.
安不安慰人？
Is it not comforting?
对你而言足够吗？
Is that enough for you?
你说神啊，这个刺还在。
You say, God, I still have this thorn in me.
你只落下一句话就了事了。
But you just leave me one verse and that's it.
我的老公还是这么坏耶。
My husband is still so bad.
你就安慰我说我的恩典够你用，就 that's it.
All you said is that my grace is sufficient for you and that's it.
我以为你要行一个神迹把这个刺咻拿走耶。
I thought that maybe you were going to take this thorn away.
如果是神，一方面是神迹，一方面是恩典，你要哪一个？
So if it's a miracle or it's grace, which one would you rather choose?
你希望用一个神迹把你的刺拿走，把这个限制拿掉，很多华人突然来到这里，你希望有一个神迹，还是你期望选择神的恩典？
Do you rather have God's miracle, say, all of a sudden, remove the thorn, and all of a sudden, we have a lot of Chinese here? Or you want to remain being having the thorn and experience more of God's grace.
一样，如果我们选，我们一定选神迹。
If it's up to us, we would choose a miracle.
神说，对不起，我已经先帮你选了。
But God said, I'm sorry, I have made a choice for you.
没有神迹，但是有恩典。
No miracle, but there will be grace.
你要不要？
Do you want that?
你要吗？
Do you want that?
没有人敢讲了，对不对？他说什么？但为什么我选择给你恩典而不是给你神迹呢？
But why did God choose to give us grace instead of his miracle?
后面有解释哦。
And then he explained later.
他说，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。因为。
He said, because my power is manifest in people's weakness.
这句话很奇怪的。
This is a very strange saying.
如果我们把中间遮掉，我的能力在什么事情上显得完全，你会填什么？
If we have a fill in the blank for you, what would God's power be sufficient in what kind of circumstances? How would you fill that blank?
我们可能会填你的能力在我的金钱上显得完全。
Maybe we would say God's power will be manifest in my sincerity, in my piety.
或者我们会说你的能力在我出于信心的祷告上显得完全。
Or we say God's power would manifest in my prayer of faith.
或者我们会说你的能力在爱的上面显得完全。
Or God's power, God's strength will manifest in my love.
可是神在这边都没有这样讲。
But God didn't say like this.
他说我的能力就在软弱上，就是在这个情况上，就是在这个器皿当中显得完全。
But God's answer was, my strength, my power is made perfect in weakness.
注意，完全是 perfect.
So remember the words, 完全 is perfect.
神本来就有能力。
God has power of his own.
但是神在某一种情况，他的能力显得格外的显出来。
But under certain circumstances, God's strength, God's power is manifest even greater.
我们很 surprise.那个最能够显出上帝能力的场合，竟然是我最软弱的时候。
We are very surprised that the time when God's power, God's sufficiency can be manifest the most complete is when we are weak.
怎么可能呢？
How could this be possible?
有一次我带我的两个儿子去一个动物园。
One time I took my two sons to a zoo.
那个时候我的小儿子三岁 ,Jeremiah 三岁，我的大儿子七岁。
Back then my younger son was 3 years old and my older son was 7.
他们看到这个大象就很兴奋。
They were so excited seeing the elephant.
那天动物园还比较多人。
And there were quite a few people that day at the zoo.
我的大儿子身体比较壮。
So my older son was stronger.
他也比较目的导向。
And he's more goal-oriented.
他说我要去看那个大象，他就咚咚咚咚就旁边的人挤开，要挤到前面去看。
So he said, I want to see the elephant. So he made his way to the elephant.
但是呢，因为还是有很多大人挤在前面，所以他看到，他是看到，但是看到一些。
But there were many taller adult people in front of him, so he just saw a glimpse of the elephant.
那我小儿子才三岁，怎么办呢？
So what can I do with my younger son who was only 3 years old?
他有一个不同的策略。
He had a different strategy.
他说：“爸爸抱我。”
He said, "Daddy, hold me."
我就把他抱起来，抱到肩头。
So I held him up to my shoulder.
哇，他顿时成为那边里面最高的人。
So all of a sudden, he became the tallest person among all the other people.
他可以把大象看得一清二楚。
He saw the elephant very clearly.
然后他从高往下看他哥哥，跟他抛了一个眼神。你看。
And then from his high point, you know, he looked at his brother and gave him a dirty look.
你说我的大儿子跟小儿子哪一个比较有能力？
So which of my sons has more power?
我的小儿子绝对是比较软弱的。
So physically my younger son was weaker.
但是他因为懂得呼求爸爸，所以他做的比他哥哥还要多，还看得更远。
But because he knows how to call out to his dad, what he did was much better than his older brother.
我的心那个时候比较被哪一个儿子感动呢？
So my heart was touched more by which son?
两个儿子我都爱。
I love both of my sons.
但是在那个时刻，我的小儿子满足了我的心。
But at that moment, my younger son satisfied my heart.
天父看待我们也像这样。
So this is how our Heavenly Father looked at us.
很多基督徒很能干。
Many Christians are very, very capable.
当然我会读经，我会祷告，我会服侍，我会传福音，我会冲冲冲，很厉害的。
Of course, I know how to read the Bible, how to pray, how to serve, and how to rush and work and work.
上帝也爱他。
God loves this person.
但是神的能力不会因着他的敬虔显得完全。
But God's power will not manifest perfect in such a person.
上帝其实更喜悦在我们软弱的时候，我们懂得呼求上帝。
God actually loves more when we know how to call upon Him.
我们会说，神啊，我做不来，求你帮助我。
When we say, God, I cannot do this, please help me.
我知道我必须要去面对，但求你与我同在，给我恩典去面对。
I know I have to face these things, but please give me your grace that I have power to face it.
软弱跟限制是不好的。
So weakness and limitations are not good.
但是至少一样，它有一样的好处。
But at least there is one benefit.
它让你懂得呼求上帝。
It lets you to know how to call upon the Lord.
当你呼求上帝的时候，上帝就帮助你。
So when you call upon God, God will help you.
他所成就的就超过你所求所想。
And what he can accomplish is far better than what you can do.
就像手电筒的光在黑暗中显得完全一样。
It's just like the light of a flashlight shines bright in the darkness.
如果在白天你弄一个手电筒，它的光不会显得完全。
During the daytime, the light coming from a flashlight does not shine as bright.
但如果这个房间是完全的黑暗，有一个手电筒的光出来，那个光就显得完全。
But if this room is all dark and then you use a flashlight, the light will shine for its full power.
房间越暗，光越亮。
So the darker the room, the brighter the light.
不是说我们故意要软弱，我们本来就是软弱。
It's not that we intentionally become weak, but by nature we are weak.
但是在人的软弱上，神的能力显得完全。
But in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect.
我们的想法是把软弱除掉，这是一个像蟑螂一样的东西，我要把它丢到垃圾桶。
Our thinking is that I want to get rid of my weakness. It's like a cockroach. I want to throw it in the trash can.
但是大概不会这样，我们都还是很多的软弱跟限制。
But generally, it will not happen like this. Most of us have many weakness and limitations.
但是难道我们就无计可施了吗？
So we have no other strategy.
我们可以转换我们的思想。
We can change how we think.
哦，神，你把这个软弱放在我生命中，是让我更多的。
So you can think that God put this weakness in my life to cause me to pray more.
那你就不会去恨你的软弱跟限制，你会去拥抱它。
Then you will not hate your weakness and limitation, but rather you would embrace your weakness.
他是你的好朋友。
He is your good friend.
保罗没有停在这里。
Paul didn't stop here.
当神对他说了这句话以后，他的反应是什么呢？
So after God told him this, what was his reaction?
如果是我们，我们可能说神啊，这个话根本安慰不了我啊。
Maybe we say, "Oh God, your words really doesn't comfort me."
哎，保罗就顺服了。
But Paul surrendered.
保罗就接受了。
He accepted.
而且他还多走一里路。
And then he went one extra mile.
他说什么
？What did he say?
第九节的最后面，他说：“我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。”
At the end of verse 9, he said, "Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities."
你说保罗，你疯了吗
？He said, "Paul, are you crazy?"
第一，会夸自己软弱的人就有点神经病了。
If you want to boast about your weakness, maybe you are off-minded.
不管是在美国文化，或者是在中国的文化，有自信或者有面子是很重要的。
Whether it's in American culture or Chinese culture.To have self-confidence and to have faith is very important.
有人会愿意把自己的软弱处显出来吗？
Would there be someone who would reveal their own weaknesses?
很少的。
Very seldom.
在教会里也很少。
So in church, there's very few people who would admit that they have weakness.
所以我们到教会来都是装着一副最好的样子。
We always put up our best when we go to church.
没有人敢把自己的真心、真实的软弱跟需要显示出来。
Nobody would reveal or share their real weakness.
但是保罗说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
But then Paul said, I would most gladly to boast about my own weakness.
他已经做了思想的转换。
He already changed his mind.
他已经接受神的这种方法。
He He had accepted God's way.
他已经安息在自己的软弱，在自己的刺当中。
He also has rested in his own weakness, in his own thorn.
因为知道上帝有他的智慧。
Because he knows that God has his wisdom.
这是神的一种方法，让他经历到更多、更完全的恩典。
So this is one way God allows him to experience more about God's grace.
神的恩典是无敌的，因为恩典从不失败。
God's grace never fails.
我们来看第三点。
Let's take a look at the third point.
软弱跟限制除了是一个认识自己更深的礼物，除了是支取上帝更多的恩典的管道之外，它还有一个正向的。
Besides being a gift to know ourselves deeper and being a channel to call upon God's grace, there's one more added benefit of being weak and limited.
软弱跟限制也是帮助我们跟别人连接的更深的连接。
It is a bond to connect more intimately with other people.
这是从整个哥林多后书更大的上下文来看的。
This is from the context of the Second Corinthians.
为什么保罗要写哥林多后书呢？
Why did Paul write Second Corinthians?
因为教会出了一些问题。
Because church has some problems.
有一些假教师来到保罗建立的哥林多教会说，哎，我们才是真的，保罗是假的。
Because some false teachers came to Corinth and said, "Oh, we are the real teachers. Paul is a fake."
为什么我们是真的？你看，我们有从耶路撒冷来的推荐信，我们见过异象，我们很有能力。
Why are we the real ones? Because we have recommendation letters from Jerusalem. We see visions and we have power.
我们讲话很雄辩，滔滔不绝。
We are very eloquent talkers and teachers.
保罗是言语粗俗，其貌不扬。
But Paul, you know, he didn't look right, and then his words are very coarse.
保罗要怎么反驳他？
So how can Paul rebuke that kind of saying?
保罗有没有说错了？我比你们更有资格。
Did he say, "No, you're wrong. I'm more qualified than you are"?
我是考 Poly 毕业的。
I graduated from Cal Poly.
我是最厉害的这个神学老师啊。
I'm the best theologian.
保罗不用这种方法去反驳。
Paul did not rebut them with this kind of talk.
保罗只是说，好，你要夸你自己，你尽管用。
So Paul said, "No, if you want to boast about yourself, go ahead."
但是我的策略就是我夸我的软弱。
But my strategy is to boast about my own weakness.
我分享我的苦难。
I share my afflictions.
因为当这些假教师夸他的成就的时候，他把荣耀归给自己。
Because these false teachers, when they boast about their own accomplishments, they get the credit for themselves.
当保罗夸自己的软弱的时候，神的荣耀被彰显出来。
But when Paul boasts about his weakness, what he's praising is God's glory.
当这些假教师夸自己的能力的时候，属灵的阶级就出现了。我们是好的，你们是次一等的；我们是超级使徒，你们是平信徒。
When these false teachers boast about themselves, what they're saying is that we are superior, you are inferior. We are the spiritual leaders, you are just the lay people.
但是当保罗夸他的软弱的时候，每个人都能够感同身受，都能够连接在一起。
But when Paul boasts about his weakness, people can identify with him and they feel connected with Paul.
他把他跟他的弟兄是同等的。
So he sees himself as equal with his brothers.
什么样的领导者可以让人信任？
What kind of leaders can be trusted?
我忘记其实做过一个调查的。
Actually, there was a survey.
人最信任、最能够跟随的领导者，不是最有能力的领导者。
The people that people trust the most and would like to follow are not the most able leaders.
甚至不是最诚信、最有领导力的领导者。
And sometimes it's not even people who are most honest and who has the best leadership style.
人愿意接纳或者信任的领导者 ，Number one， 第一的特质是愿意分享自己的软弱。
The first quality that people would like to trust is people who are willing to share their own weakness.
让人看到，虽然我是领导者，不过我跟你们一样。
So people can see that even though they're leaders, that they're actually like us.
这时候有一件非常奇妙的事就发生。
So something very strange would happen.
人会因着彼此的软弱互相吸引，互相扶持。
People would be attracted.To each other because of weakness, and they will start to support each other.
如果你很好，也许会让我羡慕你、嫉妒你。
If you're very good, I would probably desire to be like you, admire you, and even envy you.
但是我不会很想常常跟你在一起，因为你比我好。
But I would not want to spend time with you because you're better than me.
但是如果你很好，但是你愿意分享自己的软弱。
But if you're good and you wouldn't mind sharing your own weakness,
其实会让我觉得我们更亲近。
Make me feel that we are more close.
保罗用的策略是不一样的。
So Paul used a different strategy.
我们以前教会的小组是有祷告会。
Our church small groups had prayer meetings before.
我们都是一群年轻人，那我们常常定期在一起祷告。
We are a group of young people, so periodically we meet together to pray.
我们有一个弟兄在有一天的祷告会，他非常沉重跟我们分享一件事情。
And one day during the prayer meeting, one of your brothers shared his heart, his heavy heart.
我们那个小组，小小组大概有四到五个弟兄在一起祷告。
So in our small group, we have about four to five brothers praying together.
他说这件事我说来很羞耻，但是我今天想跟弟兄们承认。我里面有很强这个同性恋的挣扎跟倾向。
So this brother said, you know, I feel very ashamed to share this with you, but I have to admit that I have a very strong struggle in my heart about being a homosexual.
我们那时候全部吓一跳。
We are all very shocked.
这是一个很好的弟兄。
So this is a very good brother.
我们认识了两年了。
We know him for about 2 years.
但是当他分享出来的时候，我的第一个反应是什么？
So when he shared, what was my immediate, my first reaction?
我的第一个反应不是说，哎呀，你是一个罪人。
It wasn't that, oh, you're a sinner.
我第一个反应是说，我的弟兄这么勇敢。
So my first reaction is, oh, my brother was very courageous.
我心里非常的敬佩他。
I admire him from my heart.
犯罪是不好的。
To commit sin is no good.
但是你能够愿意公开承认自己的软弱，是一件伟大的事情。
But you would rather choose to publicly admit your weakness. It's something that's very good.
我们几个弟兄马上跪下来流泪为他祷告。
So our brothers knelt down right away and prayed with him in tears.
这么多次的祷告会，我每一次都忘记我们祷告什么。
So many prayer meetings. So looking back, I forgot what we prayed about.
但这件事永远留在我的心中。
But this incident forever was etched in my heart.
因为有人敢勇敢地分享他的软弱，然后呼求上帝的恩典。
Because someone would courageously admit and share his weakness and call upon God for help.
我们教会的网站编辑要我写一封牧者的信，题目叫做《我心目中理想的教会》。
Our church website editor wants me to write an article talking about the ideal church in my heart.
如果要你写这个文章，你会写什么？
So what would you write about an ideal church if you have to write this article?
很多人可能讲，我心目中理想的教会是一个讲道很好的教会。
Some people say, oh, I hope we have a very good preaching.
或者是说，关怀很强的教会。
Or a very strong caring ministry.
或者是说，我们传福音传得很火热，每周都有很多人信主的教会。
Or we spread gospel very fervently, and every week there's somebody coming to the Lord.
但是当这个编辑要求我写这个题目的时候，我第一个想法。
So when this editor asked me to write an article, my first thought was,
我心目中理想的教会是一个软弱的教会。
The ideal church in my mind is a weak church.
这个软弱的教会，但是懂得在他的软弱处呼求上帝的名。
It's a weak church, but the church knows how to call upon God's name in their weakness.
这样的教会就是我心目中理想的教会。
So this church is an ideal church in my mind.
因为理想的教会并不存在。
Because the ideal church never exists.
你怎么知道并不存在呢？
How do you know it doesn't exist?
因为你在这里。
Because you're here.
你在这里，这个教会就不会是最理想的。
So if you're here, the church would not be ideal.
每个人带着自己的软弱、限制、罪性来到这个教会一起生活。
Everybody brings their own weakness, limitation, and their sin nature to live with other people in the church.
理想教会是一个偶像。
So the ideal church is an idol.
我们不需要变成那样。
We do not have to be like that.
我们可以接纳我们自己现在的样子。
We can accept the way we are right now.
但是我们向神承认我们的软弱。
But we admit to God about our weakness.
不是只是承认，我们还为我们的软弱祷告。呼求上帝的恩典临到我们，让我们可以去面对。
Not only do we admit that we are weak, but we also call upon the Lord to help us to overcome and what we have to face.
这样子的教会不是完美的，但是是无敌的。
But so this church is not perfect, but the church is invincible.
所以你说软弱跟限制好不好？
So are weakness and limitation good for us?
我们还是不想要。
We still don't want them.
但是有三个好处。
But there are three good benefits.
它让你自己更谦卑。
First, it causes you to be more humble.
它让你更愿意去依靠上帝，支起上帝的恩典。
It causes you to rely God more to receive God's grace.
当你在这个过程中的时候，别人会更爱你。
So during this process, people will love you more.
你能够更祝福别人。
And you can become a channel of blessing to others.
你的裂缝会生出花朵。
Your crack will bring about flowers.
就像那个同性恋的弟兄永远在我心中一样。
Just like that brother who had the inclination to be homosexual always was left in my heart.
他的那个软弱分享深深地祝福了我。
His sharing of his weakness blessed me deeply.
他让我决定我要成为一个承认自己软弱的传道人。
And it also helped me to make the decision that I will become a pastor who would admit my own weakness.
他永远不会想到他承认软弱却造成另外一个人生命的成长。
He never thought that by admitting his weakness would cause someone to grow.
我何时软弱，何时就刚强了。
So when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
因为我有基督，基督的能力覆庇我。
Because I have Christ, and Christ's power overshadows me.
如果你只是软弱却不祷告，软弱就是软弱。
If you have weakness but you don't pray, your weakness will remain a weakness.
但是如果你软弱，每个人都软弱，但是你软弱却懂得倚靠神，你就得着刚强。
But if you're weak and you learn how to depend on God, you will become strong.
这是只有基督徒才懂得的秘诀。
This is a secret, a mystery that only Christians would know.
如果我们还想效法世人的样子，我们就太愚蠢。
If we still want to follow the way of the world, we become very foolish.
我们以为强才能幸福。
We think that being strong is being trustworthy.
我们以为强才能够敬虔。
We feel that being strong, we can be pious.
但是其实就在我们软弱限制的时候，我们可以亲近神，亲近得更深。
But actually, it's during our weakness and when we are limited, we can draw closer to God and be closer and become more like God.
我们一起祷告。
So let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence.
谢谢你的话语。
Thank you for your word.
让我们看到软弱跟限制背后有你的心意。
Which allows us to see your will behind our weakness and our limitations.
释放我们。
You deliver us.
改变我们的心思意念。
And please change the way we think.
让我们借由软弱当作一个跳板，跳到你的怀里。
That through our weakness,It became a stepping stone to see your perfection.
我们感谢你。
So we thank you.
你是一个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
You're God full of mercy and grace.
你并没有定罪我们的软弱。
You do not condemn our weakness.
你反而使用我们的软弱来让我们更亲近。
But on the contrary, you use our weakness to draw us closer to you.
我们赞美你的智慧跟慈爱。
And we praise your wisdom and your love.
愿在保罗身上的经历也发生在我们身上。
May what Paul experienced will be experienced by us.
我何时软弱，何时就刚强。
When I'm weak, then I'm strong.
因为你的能力覆庇我。
Because your power covers us.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
听我的祷告。
Listen to my prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.